Sunlight by the Albinocorn, Chapter 10. Sunset groaned, turning over on her soft pillow. A bird continued to chirp outside her window, and she wished it would be quiet for at least another hour. Still, it persisted, and Sunset had no choice but to crack her eyes open, finding a crystallized ceiling above her. She blinked 3 times, forcing the bleariness to go away. The crystal ceiling remained, shimmering in multiple hues.
What? Where am I?
There was a bit of a struggle, but Sunset lifted herself up, removing a hoof from under her bedsheets. She twisted about and ran her hooves over her face. Her eyes grew wider as it dawned on her she was rubbing her face with hooves.
A pony? When? How?
Blurry images bubbled to the surface of her bewildered mind. She rubbed her forehead, hoping to clear up her memory. She could see it now, her fight with twilight, helping her friends get to safety, going back through the portal before the sun came up. After that, everything was still hazy. An impatient growl broke her train of concentration. Her stomach felt hollow, so hollow, in fact, that it was ready to cave in on itself.
It can't even be noon, and I already need more...
Sunset paused. Actually, she didn't feel the need to drink blood. She was hungry, not for sweet red liquid, but actual food. Turning her head to the left, there was a small table with a bowl of assorted fruits. Sunset reached for it with a hoof, but remembered the convenience that was her horn. Her magic came to her like second instinct, and she picked an apple up and brought it to her mouth. She hesitated for a moment, wondering if she wasn't just imagining the change. Her stomach roared again, and Sunset bit into the red, juicy fruit. It tasted delicious. Sunset tore into it with fever, savoring every taste and texture. A tear rolled down her cheek.
"I'm normal,"
she cried, tossing the apple core into the air. She went to work on the vine of grapes, popping them in 3 at a time. A door to her right opened up, and a voice said,
"Sunset, you're awake, and it looks like you're doing better."
Sunset twisted around and found Princess Twilight Sparkle beaming at her. She swallowed a mouthful of grapes and smiled as well.
"Hey, Twilight."
Princess Twilight trotted over and sat next to Sunset's bed.
"Hi, Sunset."
She blushed and rubbed a hoof against her neck.
"Looks like I kind of dropped the ball again, didn't I? Seems like every time you need me, I'm not around."
Seeing the guilt in the princess's eyes, Sunset was desperate to say something, but words failed her. She had really needed Princess Twilight's help, or at least some general advice. At the same time,
"It's not fair for me to keep relying on you whenever we have a problem, though. You've already got enough to worry about as it is. Still, as resourceful and resilient as you are, this was something I think could have only been solved with access to magic."
Twilight stood up and held a hoof to Sunset.
"Do you think you can walk?"
Sunset took her hoof and eased her way out of bed. She was a little wobbly, but she soon found her footing and trotted along after the princess. Sunset marveled at the large hallways and ornamented doors.
"So, this is your castle. It's huge."
"Yeah."
Princess Twilight giggled.
"I still find new rooms I haven't explored sometimes."
She led Sunset into the library where the mirror portal sat against the back wall, still active.
"I wish I could have brought you over under more pleasant circumstances."
On a table next to the portal was a small cage containing the bat. It hung from the bars, asleep with its wings folded around its body. Sunset kept her distance, rubbing her neck.
"So, how did you cure us?"
She looked around.
"And where is everyone?"
Twilight gestured to the portal.
"I sent them back home as soon as the treatment was done. They had already been vampires. I felt the less time they stayed as ponies, the better."
She trotted over to a small sitting table.
"It's a good thing your school has already been exposed to so much magical weirdness."
Sunset joined her, taking a seat on an overstuffed pillow.
"Yeah, otherwise we'd have a lot of complicated questions to answer."
She shifted on her pillow, trying to get adjusted to her pony anatomy again.
"So, everyone's okay? Rarity and Lyra and Twilight?"
"Everyone's fine. They're probably all waiting for you on the other side."
Twilight shared a familiar look.
"I just thought you'd like a little extra time here at home."
Home.
Sunset looked at her hoof. Her magic swirled around inside her very being, making her feel whole.
"Thanks. So,
back to the cure. Oh, right. Well, in a nutshell, I use my magic to extract the vampirism from you by reflecting the general traits onto the original host.
Twilight nodded to the bat cage.
I never told you about the similar incident that happened here, did I?
No, I don't think so.
Twilight smiled fondly.
It was a good lesson for all of us. Remind me to tell you the full story later. The short version is, our Fluttershy became a vampire pony by taking on characteristics of the vampire fruit bats that invaded Applejack's orchard. Except she only craved apples.
Yeah, that doesn't sound as bad as wanting blood, Sunset mused.
In hindsight, no. But we still wanted our friend back. So after cornering her, I was able to magically remove the desires of the vampire fruit bat, thus taking away those characteristics as well.
She nodded toward Sunset.
Basically, I did the same thing to you, albeit a bit more advanced. You might still be a little sensitive to sunlight, though.
Sunset ran a tongue across her teeth, feeling their dullness.
Hey, if the only cost of being normal is wearing more sunscreen, I think I'll be fine.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Twilight tapped her hoof on the table and bit her lip.
What I don't quite get is, how was this bat able to turn you all into vampires in the first place?
They took a moment to think. Sunset lifted her hoof onto the table and leaned against it.
I have a theory. Since the human world doesn't have any vampire fruit bats, when it crossed through, the mirror must have decided to just pick one. It turned it into a vampire bat. But since it still had equestrian magic in it...
Twilight nodded.
It's as good a theory as any.
Sunset eyed the bat again.
What are you going to do with it now?
I don't know.
A shadow crossed Twilight's face.
Since I reflected all the vampire traits it gave you back onto it, it definitely doesn't just want apples anymore. It has the ability to turn other ponies into vampires. It's one of the most dangerous creatures in existence as of now.
Twilight sighed.
It might be better to just get rid of it.
Sunset sucked a slow breath between her teeth. It was dangerous, yes, but death seemed a little harsh. Still, part of her was still angry for the trouble it caused.
I don't think Fluttershy would agree to that.
Twilight shook her head.
No, neither of them would. I'll consult Princess Celestia first. Maybe she'll have a better solution.
How is she?
Twilight pierced Sunset with her violet eyes. Sunset couldn't meet them for very long and bowed her head.
You know, busy as always.
Yeah.
She misses you.
Yeah.
She's proud of you.
Sunset raised her head again.
If this hadn't just happened, then maybe...
Sunset shook her head. She knew she was just making excuses now, but it simply wasn't the right time. She stood up, shaking her rear legs out before heading to the mirror.
I should probably head back now.
Twilight sighed, but got up to see Sunset through. They faced each other in front of the dais.
Well, next time I come through, it'll just be for fun. No monster attacks, no end-of-the-world scenarios, just you, me, and the girls hanging out.
Sounds like a plan.
Sunset smiled.
Thank you, Princess. You may be a little late, but you always come through.
Her cheeks turned red.
I'm sorry about all the trouble I put you through last night.
Twilight flicked her ears and shrugged.
I've been in dangerous situations before. No big deal.
Her own cheeks turned red.
But, forgive me for asking, but do you really have a crush on the other me?
Heart hammering in her chest, Sunset's cheeks went from red to crimson.
Well, you know, she's gotta go right soon, bye.
Sunset dove through the portal, letting a swirling vortex overtake her. Anything was better than telling your best friend you found her human counterpart more attractive. Colors and shapes swirled around her, flashing like the world's wildest rave party. Sunset's body stretched and contorted, reshaping itself into its human form. One moment later, she was on the ground, staring at several pairs of boots. Two sets of arms helped her to her feet. She wobbled for a second, but quickly found her balance. Examining herself, she was grateful to see the portal had restored her clothes from their previous tattered conditions. Looking up, she found all her friends smiling expectantly at her, though she could tell Twilight's was forced. Her shoulders were low and she kept her hands close to her chest. Coupled with her pigeon-toed stance, Sunset knew what was going through her head. Standing off to the side were Lyra and Bon Bon, looking a little lost. They gave an awkward wave to Sunset, which she returned.
"So," Rainbow said, crossing her arms, "you done being a blood-sucking demon?"
Sunset raised a hand. She contemplated slapping Rainbow upside the head, but decided against it. The sun was falling behind her, turning the world orange. Her skin itched a little, but other than that, she felt fine.
"Not thirsty. Not bursting into flames."
"You're also not sparkling,"
Pinky added. She saw the deadpan look Rainbow gave her and shrugged.
"What? No, Pinky. Just no."
Sunset smiled.
"So you're all okay?"
Rarity nodded, though she ran her fingers over the bite mark on her neck.
"I guess being part magic helps us heal faster. We all woke up soon after you went through the portal. We were a little lightheaded, but no worse for wear."
"That's good."
Sunset lowered her eyes and fiddled with her thumbs.
"Listen, girls, I'm sorry."
Rarity stuck her hand out.
"Enough apologies. We know, dear. It wasn't your fault. And as much trouble as the whole experience put us through, you came through in the end."
She looked over at Twilight.
"Both of you."
Twilight's forced smile twisted into a grimace. Lyra finally walked over, finding a good moment to slip in.
"Rarity's right. We've kind of been throwing apologies around for the last hour."
She rubbed the back of her head.
"It gets old kind of fast. But me and Bonnie are still sorry about, you know, fighting you to the death."
Sunset waved a hand.
"Apology accepted. I'm sorry you got sucked into all this magical craziness."
"Yeah, this has to be the weirdest thing yet, and that's saying a lot."
Lyra stretched her arms behind her head. Her eyes looked between Sunset and Twilight.
"So are you two, like, a couple, or was that just the vampire thing? Because we could totally go on a double date."
Both Twilight and Sunset shifted uncomfortably, looking anywhere but at each other while they stammered out feeble half-sentences. Anything Sunset said would put Twilight on the spot, and that was something she couldn't handle right now. Besides, that was a decision they needed to make in private. Sunset looked at her friends for help, but they looked as expectant as Lyra. Lyra grinned.
"Okay, I get it. You guys are just best friends, right? That's cool. But hey, if you have any more wild adventures, you should totally call me and Bon Bon up."
Bon Bon took Lyra by the arm.
"No, Lyra. Just no."
She looked at Sunset with dark circles under her eyes.
"Please leave us out of your next adventure. I just want to go home and take a nap."
She dragged Lyra off while Lyra held a thumb and pinky to her ear.
"Call me,"
she mouthed. Fluttershy kicked a loose pebble across the pavement.
"So, what do we do now?"
Sunset scratched the back of her hand.
"First, let's find somewhere to talk with a little more shade."
She looked at Twilight from the corner of her eye.
"Then we can talk."
They moved from the front courtyard to the stadium, half of it covered by the length shadow of dusk. They settled on the lower bleachers and sat in silence. Sunset knew they ought to talk, but how did they begin the conversation without another apology? Applejack put her hands up.
"All right, let's just agree this whole experience sucked."
Pinky snickered.
"I get it, because we were dealing with vampires."
"I was trying to be serious."
Rarity crossed one leg over the other and leaned forward.
"Well, even if this experience did indeed suck,"
she glared at a giggling Pinky,
"I'm sure we can take away a few lessons from this."
Fluttershy raised a hand.
"Don't split the party? Yes, that's one."
Rainbow leaned back against the higher seats.
"Sometimes you gotta hit your friends really hard to stop them from drinking your blood. I suppose."
Rarity rolled her hand.
"Though I was thinking more along the lines of friendship overcoming even the most adverse challenges, and sticking together and believing in each other even when things seem grim."
Rainbow frowned.
"I mean, you're not wrong, but I like mine better. Rolls off the tongue easier."
A bubble of air rose in Sunset's throat, and after a few seconds of fighting it, it finally escaped as a short chuckle, followed by another one. Pinky's own giggling didn't help matters. Soon, Sunset was laughing in earnest, joined by her friends. Rarity tried to keep a straight face, but cracked under the unified mirth of the group.
"Come on now.
It wasn't that funny!
Sunset wiped her eyes.
No, but after the nights we've had, everything seems funnier, doesn't it?
I reckon you're right, Applejack said. Or at least, it seems so implausible you can't help but laugh. We survived an invasion of vampires. Fluttershy sighed.
Things just keep getting weirder, don't they? I hope you fight werewolves next,
Pinky said, bouncing in her seat. There was a collective...
No!
The sun's light had almost fully receded, leaving the world in the last flickering shades of twilight. A chilly night wind began to blow over them, and one by one they stood up to go.
Would anyone like a ride home?
Fluttershy offered. The majority said yes. Twilight pulled out her phone, still stained with dirt and flecks of blood.
No thanks. I should call my parents. Make sure they aren't freaked out or anything.
Sunset also shook her head. I can walk from here. Thanks anyway, Shy. Rarity gave a dubious look to the pair, but waved her hand in dismissal.
Very well. We'll see you both tomorrow. Just remember, we're all one call away if either of you need anything. We're all still friends, okay?
Twilight nodded, but said nothing.
Don't worry, Rarity. We know,
Sunset said. She waved to them as they went, staring into the distance after they turned the corner to the parking lot. She breathed a slow sigh through her nose. Rarity had been right. Their friendship had overcome adversity again, but it was only after people had gotten hurt. What was she supposed to take away from that? Was she supposed to tell Twilight? After breathing another sigh, Sunset scooted a little closer to Twilight. They sat in silence, watching the stars come out before the stadium light switched on and drowned them out.
So, Sunset said slowly, I'm guessing they already gave you the whole it's not your fault speech, right?
Twilight nodded.
Well, they're right. It's not.
Sunset bowed her head.
It's mine.
Twilight looked at her.
But I'm the one who turned you into a vampire.
Sunset clenched her fists.
I turned you into a monster because I couldn't control myself.
The bleachers creaked as Twilight closed the gap between her and Sunset.
I understand how hard it is to control yourself when you're like that.
She pushed her glasses up and wiped her eyes.
So, it's not really your fault.
Her voice shook and she rubbed her eyes furiously.
I know you tried as hard as you could. You beat it in the end. Please, don't blame...
Her dam broke, and Twilight flung herself onto Sunset, crying into her shoulder. Sunset quickly balanced herself, caught off guard by Twilight's sudden tackle. When she regained her balance, she wrapped her arms around Twilight and patted her back.
It didn't go away, Sunset. I thought it did, but it was always there. I'm a monster. I loved having all that power. I loved hurting Lyra and attacking all my friends. I couldn't stop myself. I didn't even try.
Sunset didn't say a word. She just rocked Twilight back and forth while she released all the tears she had saved up. When Twilight began to quiet down, Sunset said gently,
You did try, Twilight. You told me to take it away, remember? You fought it at the end.
At the end?
Twilight said miserably.
Why couldn't I fight it sooner?
The same reason I couldn't. Part of us missed that power we tapped into.
Sunset took a deep breath, inhaling the faint scent of lavender still clinging to Twilight.
I misjudged the amount of power you took in at the games. I should have said more to you than just, it'll go away. And I've tapped into a more virtuous power than the corruption you and I experienced. I shouldn't have been craving more of it after that. So in the end, it's my fault. Twilight, I'm sorry.
Twilight slowly pulled away and moved her hands down to Sunset's. She took them within her own and gave them a light squeeze.
Rarity is right. I think we've done enough apologizing now.
Her brief smile was shadowed by the dip of her head.
We both messed up. A lot.
Sunset's stomach fluttered at the contact with Twilight.
Yeah, we kinda did. But you were right. I stopped myself before I went too far with you. And you did the same. When it really counted, we found ourselves.
Yeah, I guess we did.
Twilight kept her head bowed, not sounding relieved in the slightest. Sunset removed one of her hands from beneath Twilight's and raised her chin with a finger.
Okay, Sparky. We're both 2-on-2 on the monster count. We both did some pretty messed up things. But you want to know the silver lining this time?
Sunset saw the sparkling curiosity that she had come to admire and adore in Twilight's eyes.
We both messed up. We both have new scars that are going to hurt for a while. But that means we can heal them together this time.
Twilight smiled.
You're right. Someone who's had a tragic event happen to them heals better when they have someone who can relate to it.
And I think we can relate to each other pretty well.
They both started to giggle. It was weak, but Sunset could feel the catharsis already beginning. She moved her hand back down, hesitated for a moment, then took Twilight's.
I'll do better this time, Twilight. I'll be here whenever you need me, even when that void is gone.
Twilight's cheeks turned red, but she didn't break eye contact with Sunset.
And I'll be here for you, too. We can be two monsters learning to be human again.
Sunset leaned a little closer, her own cheeks growing warm.
You're not a monster, Twilight. You're not a bad person. You were just forced to make a few bad choices.
Hello, Pot, I'm Kettle,
Twilight whispered. They stared at their reflections in each other's eyes before Sunset took the plunge. She tilted her head and closed her eyes, finding Twilight's soft lips just beyond the darkness. There was no feral instinct, no desire to ravage Twilight's body, no craving for blood, just Sunset wanted to enjoy the gentle press of Twilight's mouth against hers while she ran her fingers through Twilight's hair. Sunset eased away, a goofy smile on her face. So much better without the fangs. Twilight laughed, then remembered to slide her glasses back on. She fingered one of her tresses and looked away, her face still red.
Sunset, I was wondering.
She looked back.
Do you think I could have those guitar lessons now?
Her stomach let out a long growl.
And maybe a pizza too?
Sunset's grin widened. She stood up and took Twilight by the hand.
Of course you can, Sparky.
They stepped off the bleachers and started down the road, their hands wrapped around one another.
Now, how do I tell the princess about this?
The end.
Oh my gosh, everybody! That was such a good fanfiction. I am so glad that I decided to read this. I really loved it. Oh my gosh, Albina Korn, you did such a fabulous job. I really liked how you were able to make a thriller, slightly grimdark, romantic fanfiction, but like keep true to the personalities of the characters. Even when they were, like, you know, kind of lustful and everything, but I did really like how there was still the humor and the characterizations of Equestria girls, because a lot of fanfics, when they go into darker sort of stuff or romance, they'll completely do, like, a 180 on the characters' personalities, like, you know, making somebody more, excuse my words, whorish or more violent or more, you know, whatnot, but it was just perfect. I really, really like this fanfiction. I, of course, am a fan of the Sunlight or Syset or whatever you want to call the ship. It was really enjoyable. I don't know what to say, but I really enjoyed this fanfiction. You did a fantastic job, and I really, 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 really hope you enjoy my reading of it. I hope I did it justice. Yeah. So I look forward to seeing your comment on this video or any of the other chapters that I have done. It's really nice to know what you think because I really do like reading people's fanfictions and bringing them to life and having them say something back really just, you know, makes me feel great that they really like it. All right. Wow. I mean, I'm kind of sad that this is over. Anyways. I hope everybody watching this enjoyed the fanfiction as well. This was a lot of fun. I do have some plans on future ones I'm going to do. Just letting everyone know, I don't take requests for fanfictions. I usually just find them myself and read them. But I really hope you enjoy any of the future ones I have, any of the future ones I will be doing, and any of the past ones that I have done. So, yeah, from me to you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for enjoying. Please, please subscribe if you like this. It really helps. It keeps me going knowing that people enjoy what I like doing. Give it a like and share it around with your friends if you think anybody else would love to see A Vampire Sunset, Twilight, Lyra, and Bon Bon. Shh, don't tell them about those last ones. then definitely share it around. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.
Should we wait for an ambulance? I can't say words. It's like all my inhibitions have disappeared. I can do whatever I want, and even listen to a motorcycle in the background that's totally disrupting my performance. It's really fucking shitty. So, sorry. I had a little, moment.
Sunset scratched the back of her hand. I gotta sneeze.
Chill!